This is KQEN Local Talk at 4. Each weekday, News Radio 1240 KQEN brings you local information at 4 o'clock. Now, your Q, presented by Premier Insurance Group. Here is Shannon Sebastian with your Q on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Your Q. It's Thursday. We're ready to celebrate, uplift, and educate. And maybe have some fun. Right?
Right.
Absolutely. Happy Thursday.
Yes. So in the studio with me today is Alan Painter.
I'm here again.
Owner of Premier Insurance. And today our guest, our first guest, I should say, is Katie Starkle with the City of Winston / Wander Winston, here to talk about their next upcoming event. So welcome back, Katie.
Thanks for having me on again, Shannon.
Absolutely.
It's always fun having Katie on.
I know.
Oh, it's nice to be appreciated.
You guys really, you work so hard at these events and do such a great job. So it's always wonderful to support you and have you on. So I'm excited. So tell us about your upcoming event. What are we here to talk about today?
So this will be the second year of Walk on the Wild Side with Wine. So this is the spay and neuter fundraiser to try to help control the feral cat population because it has exploded since COVID. So we have wine tasting. We have a huge raffle with over $4,000 in prizes. And we actually advertised $600 in door prizes. But by the time everything came in, we ended up with over $900 in door prizes. So there's a lot of good stuff going on. And at the event, you can purchase a bus drive-through Wildlife Safari for an extra $15. You can take your wine or your beer on the bus and enjoy Wildlife Safari as an adult without the kids in the car.
How cool is that?
Without the kids in the car.
Oh. Sometimes you just need a little relaxation.
Well, this is kind of a cause you don't really hear about, but it's one that's kind of dear to my heart because I'm raising some pheasants right now.
Oh,
you know, and Shannon's heard about my pheasants. But, you know, growing up, we always had pheasants and lots of quail. And we've seen a lot of the population die out because of feral cats. And so it's good to see that, we're getting some bird walking going here, you know.
It really is a problem, though, because, I mean, literally every other day on Facebook, you see somebody posting.
Cats are being dumped and shelters are full.
For sale or for free. I mean, you can't even give them away. There's so many kitties out there. So,
I know. I think I've heard over 150 cats are in in Saving Grace, like in their foster system and they're inside. And then we have like the other feral cat awareness team. They have a whole bunch of cats too. They're just, I mean, there's hundreds and hundreds of kittens and nobody to take them in.
Well,
yeah, so it's something becoming a problem, you know, in the city now, because it used to be a problem in the country because traditionally people, they take their cat out and dump it out there, you know, where it's going to live this wild, wonderful life. And
called a barn cat.
The opposite is true, you know, and so it's awesome that we're tackling this project because it's kind of like rats. If we don't deal with it now, it's going to become a huge problem.
Absolutely. I mean, they say that one cat can have, over the course of 10 years, a million offspring of their offspring and offspring and all of that. So happens quickly. Because one cat can turn into eight cats, and then eight cats turns into, you know, double that and double it and double it. And pretty soon it's just they're everywhere.
Yeah, it doesn't take long. And so now we can have some fun and help deal with the issue.
Absolutely.
So, Katie, I know we had you on last year, and I'm asking you something from a year ago, but how much did this event raise last year?
So our very first year, we raised a little over $9,000. So it was pretty exciting for our first year.
Too cool.
Fabulous. I mean, that should be exciting for any year. So kudos to you on that. But I feel like there's even more this year, like more prizes and all kinds of things. So people should really be buying tickets. How can they go about buying raffle tickets or tickets to the event? What's the best way?
So you can just visit wanderwinston.com, click on the wine walk poster. It'll take you directly to the event website, and there's a button that says buy raffle tickets, and there's a button that says buy event tickets. So as simple as that, we streamlined it this year.
Well, I would encourage everybody to get online and look at this. Look at a poster. We have one here in studio. And it is amazing, the stuff that's on here. I mean, there's something for everybody in their raffle.
Well, you guys have the poster over there, so share with us what do we have for raffle prizes?
Well, the one that jumped out on me is the golf package.
Yeah, we do have a $700 golf package, Roseburg Country Club, Oak Hills, Myrtle Creek, Stewart Park, Coos Golf, and Middlefield Golf all gave us gift certificates. So
and Middlefield.
Mm-hmm. So Cottage Grove. So that's a little
bit. We like Middlefield. You know, that's a cool little vacation, although Sutherland's my home course. But
oh, I love Sutherland, too.
That's the one that jumps out my face. But
Well, and Coos Golf is over at the coast, so that's nice, too.
And there's some jewelry on here, to, you know, so if you do win the golf, you better win the jewelry and keep Mama happy.
Yeah.
So we had over $1,500 of jewelry donated by Western Oregon Jewelers.
So generous. They are such great people.
I love them. They gave us over, so a carat and a half total value of black diamonds earrings, a morganite ring, and then a diamond band.
Too cool.
Very, very generous.
Car detail from Roseburg Honda. Which Shannon always needs.
And then we have the casino-cation again this year. So we have a $500 gift certificate from Seven Feathers, an overnight stay at Three Rivers, and then an overnight stay at the Mill Casino as well.
Man.
That's very generous, too.
And then Costco kicked in, as always. It's amazing for a corporate. They're so generous with our community. So Costco has a gift card that we're giving away for there.
And we also have a three-night stay at River Vista Vacation Homes, which is one of their homes that's right on the river. It has a path directly down to the river. They're very secluded and private for a fun little staycation. And they gave us three nights this year. Last year they gave us two, so they stepped up their game.
Well, that's, yeah, wow. So those are some great prizes. And how much is a ticket?
So it depends on the prize. This year we set it up differently. So you could buy the raffle tickets directly for the prize that you wanted. So it gave you a better chance of winning the prize that you wanted instead of just into a big bucket where you might get what you want and might not get what you want. So we start the raffle prizes off for the prizes that are over $500 at $5 a ticket. And then the tickets go down based on how many tickets you buy. So if you buy $50 in raffle tickets for the casino-cation, you get 25 tickets for it.
Well, that's a great idea.
Yeah, and then the Costco gift card is a $100 gift card. So we just did it $1 a ticket. Buy as many as you want. There's only 300 tickets available for that, where there's 800 tickets available for the casino-cation because it's a bigger prize. So we tried to make it kind of you're getting what you're paying your money for.
Well, that was good because you certainly wouldn't want somebody to win a golf package that doesn't golf.
So. Exactly. And that's kind of how it was set up. A little bit of a learning curve. I'd never done an event before last year. So last year we had one big box and we did paper tickets. You could buy them online and then I manually filled out all the tickets. Mm-hmm. This year it's all digital on Rally App and that's amazing.
Good, so I don't have to write my dang name either.
No, you just type it into the thing and it applies your tickets and sends you a receipt.
All right. All right, we're going online.
I think we are going online. That's good for you, too, because it sounds like you've streamlined it for yourself as well.
Yes, it did save my poor little wrist because I was the one that was writing everybody's name.
Oh, my goodness. Well, and what all... So I think my daughter-in-law went to this last year. Well, I know they did. Actually, my son drove her and four of her friends.
Oh, my. You have a blessed son.
There's a glutton for punishment.
He was the designated driver, and the gals went and had a blast. And so I haven't got to attend, but I think I'm in town. So if I am, I will be coming because...
Well, we look forward to having you there.
I'll take the daughter-in-laws.
Well, that's the thing. It's a great date, too. Like, I mean, my son is not old enough to come, but, you know, as a mom, we appreciate that, like, mother-son date or the daughter-mother dates or even the father-daughter dates. And, you know, this would be a great one to do with a parent who you maybe don't get out to do much with.
Right. This is really fun. So is there a cutoff or a date that you'll be cutting them off, or once the tickets are sold out, they're sold out?
So there's 200 tickets. As long as there's tickets available, you can show up and buy them in person. So just 200 tickets. Whenever they're sold out, they're sold out.
And the tickets to the event, not for the raffle, how much are those?
So they're $25 per person, and they come with entrance to the wine garden. You get 6 tasting vouchers. You get a wine glass to paint. You get 3 tickets into the door prizes. And like I said, we have $900 worth of door prizes, and you get to pick which ones you want to enter into for that. And then this year, we added a virtual sip and paint in the park. So we're going to have a TV set up with canvases and finger paints and stuff like that so that you can do a finger painting in the park as well.
Oh, well,
$25, that's quite a good deal for, you know, spending an afternoon out in the park with your friends. And
right, that's a lot. Wow, that's amazing. Oh, and you have been working on this too. So I know last year we had you on a time or two. So I want to kind of touch on Oktoberfest.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. I'm always working on Oktoberfest. It's so bigger and better this year.
Just because I know that the timing, you've adjusted that a little bit because it was during...
You know what's hilarious? We moved it forward a week because hunting season, and then hunting season got moved back a week.
Exactly.
I almost died laughing when that came out. And we'd already started doing the save the dates and everything. So we're like, dang it.
Well, so you're still not in conflict with it. So,
No, not at all. But we could have that could have still been our weekend.
Yeah, it could have still been your weekend. Yes, because that's why I wasn't there last year is because we were gone hunting. And so I knew you had changed that, you know, in hopes of, you know, getting more people and having a bigger turnout this year. So there are some other things that you've changed. So tell us about some of the tweaks to it if people were involved last year.
So this year, instead of teams of two, we're doing it as a singular competition because it seemed like there were a lot of people that wanted to do it, but they couldn't find a partner. We've changed the cash prizes a little bit. We've made it so the winner of each of the qualifying events actually gets a cash prize, and then they go on to compete for the larger cash prize. And then we added bingo, which will have $1,000 worth of cash prizes there as well. So we take $1,000, put it into 52 different envelopes, and when you get a bingo, you get to draw a random number out of fishbowl, and then you get the corresponding envelope, and you can get anywhere between $4 and $100 in your envelope. And there's a couple draw-agains in there as well. So just trying to make it super fun. Oh, and we have three bands this year, so our stage is going to be full the whole time. So last year, we were kind of focusing on just the tournament, thinking we'd have a huge turnout, and there'd be all the stuff to watch. So this time we've kind of spaced it out a little bit, so even if we don't have a huge turnout for the tournament, there's still a lot of stuff going on for people to enjoy and have fun and support the veterans.
Well, I can bingo. I'm not sure I can do that other stuff, but I can bingo.
You can't eat pretzels? You got pretzel eating.
I was intrigued by him. I mean, I wanted to train like Rocky Balboa before it, but then I knew I wasn't going to be here because I'm like, I'm going into training. This is so fun.
And we got nail pounding. Yeah. I mean, that's all really silly, cake simple rolling. Stuff. If you can walk, you can do it.
One of the things that's, well, it's not funny, but I found peculiar about it when you and I talked later was that you had a huge prize pool last year, a big dollar amount, and that actually...
It detoured people because everyone thought, I mean, it was Wander Winston wasn't really well known and it was brand new. It was a first year event and we had it. So you registered online because it was going to make it easier for us. And everybody thought it was a huge scam. Afterwards, they came up to me like, well, if we would have known it was legit, we would have, you know, we would have showed up.
That's amazing. It's like too good to be true.
It absolutely was.
And we talked about sponsoring teams and Alan did. And I'm just like, you know, I tried to get high school football players to do it, you know, and be my team. I mean, since I wasn't going to be there. But anyway, I found that interesting that, hey, $10,000 prize pool. Oh, got to be a scam.
That couldn't possibly be real.
And the other thing is, okay, $10,000, that means there should be some professionals doing it. You know, I mean, that's going to attract some
real. It means
they
don't know Katie. Yeah. And if she builds it, they will come. So, well, it's time for our first break already. So we're going to take a break and we'll be back with more of your cue here on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Welcome back to your Q, and this is our community segment. And today we're talking with Katie Starkle, who is with the City of Winston and the Wander Winston Tourism.
And a barrel of energy and fun.
Yay!
Yes. Yay! Okay, so Katie, I know we had talked a little bit about there's more stuff even happening. This is kind of a whole day of activities. You could come and just hang out the whole day in Winston. So
I don't think you could ever say that about you two. Talk a little bit.
Oh, probably not.
You got to keep it interesting, right?
So let us know like what a whole day out there could look like for that day then.
So the Independence Day celebration is also going on, put on by Wade, and they are an amazing group of six who put on the entire 4th of July celebration, Independence Day celebration in Winston. So they have a parade in the morning, and then over at Riverbend Park, they have the booths and the food trucks, and then in the evening, they have the fireworks. And then we have the wine tasting going on from 3 to 7. So you can taste your wine from Henry Estates, Freed Estates, Abacella Winery. And then, of course, for the beer drinkers, Looking Glass Brewery will be there. And then also, I forgot to mention that Woofstock, who does the fundraising for the low-cost vaccinations for animals, they will be there selling charcuterie trays as well. So if you are an animal lover, this is the place to go to support all the critters.
Well, so, I mean, really, parade in the morning, you got this, you got activities at the park, you got fireworks at night. It's pretty awesome.
Well, you know what this is? You know, look at who we had on the show, Sutherland, a couple weeks ago. And now
right.
here we are, Winston. It's like, Roseburg, you might want to wake up.
Step up the game, y'all.
These little communities are going big time, and it is fantastic to see. And we don't mind driving out to Sutherland. We don't mind driving to Winston. I'm looking forward to this. This is going to be a kick.
What I think would be amazing is if all of the communities like Sutherland, Roseburg, Winston were like all right along I-5. What I've always thought would be amazing would be if we could coordinate a weekend and be like, oh, we're doing this in Sutherland, and then Roseburg is doing this, and then Winston is doing this, and maybe like get a
compliment
bus route.
Each other.
Yeah, and then it could be something that could bring, I mean, people from all over Douglas County to see our area and our community, and you can just, you know, this is here and this is there and this is there, and yep. It could last all weekend long, and then you know you don't have the same group of people trying to create a whole weekend event. It's just this is your time, this is my time, and that's your time, and we'll make it fun for everybody and it can benefit everybody.
Oh, especially on the 3-day, 4-day weekends. Which, by the way, is going to be a 4-day weekend for us, so we're excited about that.
I just found that out an hour or so ago. So this could not be possible without sponsors. So tell us a little bit about your sponsors.
Yes, we absolutely want to thank our sponsors. And I'm going to tell you, they jump on board so quickly. Most of them were the same sponsors as last year. So that was amazing. Like we were fully funded in like 3 weeks. So, of course, Umpqua Band of Indians, they always sponsor and support all of the local stuff. They were amazing. Grocery Outlet, Me Ray Medical Aesthetics, Andrew Johnson, Attorney at Law, Patriot Automotive, Banner Bank, and Walmart made this completely possible. So it's fully sponsored, fully funded. Every dollar that we take in at the event goes directly to the cause. We don't take out any administration fees, anything. It just all goes to them.
That is excellent. And so you had mentioned also that the Feral Awareness team has opened.
Oh, yes, they do have a little thrift store in Winston as well. So if you are interested in supporting the animals, again, everything that they do, the owner does not even take a salary. 100% of it goes back into the organization. So check out Winston's new little thrift store. It's a Feral Cat Awareness Team, and it's right by the stoplight.
Too cool.
That's really, honestly, a lot of selflessness.
It's pretty much unheard of when you think about like all the charities, when you hear about, you know, how much is taken for administration and pay and all of that kind of stuff. And she pays the bills of the shop, and then everything goes in to the animals after that. So
that's pretty cool. It kind of fits the motif. I'm looking at the sponsors here. These aren't just Winston businesses, and I mean, people are stepping up, and when they see a good cause and stepping up and helping them out. I mean, you may not understand how big of a feral cat problem there is, but it is a huge problem. It's not going away. So this is awesome. And then we get to have some fun and win some prizes.
Absolutely. We have amazing prizes. I was so excited. I mean, we in the $600 in door prizes, we have $600 in Patron door prizes, just plain and simple. And then we have a golf certificate, a YMCA certificate. There's some body works and stuff like that in there as well. So, I mean, check out the website. It has all of them posted up there. Anything that you might want to know about the event, just visit the Wander Winston website and you can find out all of it.
That is super fun. And I just want to say thank you. I know this is a passion project as well, something you've put countless hours into, doing it again this year, and so very appreciative. And also, we look very much forward to the next event.
Absolutely. I'm excited to see how it all turns out again this year.
You're like, one at a time, Shannon. One at a time.
Except for I never take one at a time either, so we're on the same page.
Well, you always have to be somewhat planning for
exactly. You can't just do it right in the moment. It never turns out.
Right. And a few months apart, you know, you kind of got to be. And that just goes to show how much you are doing and working towards this. So what about volunteers? Katie, do you have enough volunteers? If somebody hears the program and is interested in volunteering?
Anyone can always reach out to volunteer. The Wine Walk is actually pretty low key as far as needing volunteers, which is amazing. When the Oktoberfest rolls around, though, you send me an email because we need tons of them for that. But speaking of volunteers, too, the Feral Cat, the thrift store, they are always looking for volunteers. So if you're looking for a place to help out the animals, definitely get a hold of her.
That's excellent.
And help out people. And help out my pheasants. My little pheasants, I'm going to be turning them loose here in the next couple months. And I don't want to get eaten by a cat. Well, I already lost one to a cat. Wasn't a feral cat. Sonny ate one.
Oh, well.
Did dogs not get your pheasants either? It's just the cats?
Yeah. I didn't realize those little things could fly like they can when they're little. Holy smokes.
Oh.
I bought 20. Next day I had 12. So.
Oh.
They're not going to sell you anymore if you keep saying that on the radio.
They're going to deem you an unfit bird father.
Cut off by Coastal and the co-op. Oh, goodness. Well, again, Katie, thank you for everything that you do. We wish you the best of luck with this endeavor and the next one. And I know we'll have you back on to talk closer to and more about Oktoberfest as we get to that time of year. We're already in the books for it, I know.
Yeah, we are. We plan ahead.
Okay. So I want you to, if you would, please, one more time, let us know the date, the websites, how they can get the tickets, and just kind of reiterate a little bit about the ticketing information.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's July 1st from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m., and you can just visit the Wander Winston website, and then there's buttons right on there. If you want to buy event tickets, click the event button. If you want to buy the raffle tickets, click the raffle button. And if you want to buy them both, then that'd be even better.
Question. Do you have to attend to win?
No, absolutely not. We have people who we mailed it off to over at the coast last year who purchased tickets. So we just have to get the proper documentation, and then we mail it off to you certified, and that's all it takes.
Perfect. Yeah.
And if anybody is interested in sponsoring this or helping in the future or sponsoring or helping the Oktoberfest, please reach out to Katie through the website. I think your email connects in there.
It is, yeah.
Yeah. And so reach out and email her through the website. And I'm sure she would be happy to take your money.
I always am. I'm really good at it.
Well, again, we really appreciate you coming on and wish you all the luck with this event. So
thank you so much. I so appreciate you guys having me as well.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I kind of have to backpedal here just a little bit, because normally you and I banter a little bit at the beginning.
I'm not bantering. I'm not talking to you anymore.
Okay. So
that's okay. Shannon and I will just talk. We'll just leave you out.
You don't need me. You got her.
God, Katie, I love you so much right now.
Yeah.
Sorry, you've been replaced.
Typical. Get the gals going, and I'm kicked in the corner. You want to go get you some food or something to drink?
Do you need a beer? We can get you a beverage. You'd be happy in the corner.
Okay, I'm laughing now. I can't even compose myself. But anyway, I am sorry, Alan, because I did that. Katie chimed in, and I'm like, oh, yeah, Katie already said something.
Yeah, let's just go, Katie girl. Was here, forgot she's, all about me.
She's got energy. She's like, bam, bam, let's go. Let's talk.
I had energy.
You did it. You lost it.
I lost it now.
I actually kind of feel like I hurt your feelers.
Well, one of them, at least.
I say that too, feelers.
So, anyway, I just want to say that if people have not driven by our office, that you have up all our amazing red, white, and blue banners. We're red, white, and blued.
America.
And your flowers are looking amazing in the planter boxes. So haven't checked out all Alan has done to beautify Premier Insurance on Mosier Avenue, you come on by.
Got to keep the women fed and flowered.
It's, well, they're really, it's like, growing, though. It's beautiful.
Well, you know, Christmas, we do that. What Christmas is one day, and we decorate for a month and a half. It's like, well, I'm going to give, I'd like to give 4th of July at least a month.
I love that.
Yeah, I mean, we should from Memorial Weekend.
Yeah.
I mean, why not give it 6 months? It's America, right?
America, yeah, America. Absolutely.
Well, we do fly the flag all the time.
Yeah.
But it gets extra love.
Oh, yeah.
Between Memorial and 4th of July.
And,
so.
And my wife says I get a little bit over the top, but I don't care. You can't go over the top. We're going to have red, white, and blue trees, decorations. I mean, we're going to deck it out, but it'll be... That'll be a little bit too much, as my wife says.
But the flowers are a nice touch. So anyway, if you haven't come by lately, we're looking pretty dapper over there.
Swing. So, yep.
708 Southeast Mosier. Stop on by. Get a quote while you're there. We got to keep Brett and Logan busy.
Yep. Get some gardening tips.
You get some, that's true. Gardening tips.
I need some of those. I have the black thumb of death, so you just send all those my way.
Oh, my gosh. Are we separated at birth? I mean, literally.
I literally have metal flowers in my front yard.
I have no flowers. So, and my mom is an excellent
gardener. I'll get you some metal ones.
That's what I need. I need the pinwheel flowers. Just zoo, zoo, zoo around. Yeah, that's me. Anyway, so, well, it's about time for us to take another break. But next up, we'll be back with the Local Business Buzz sponsored by Umpqua Survival in just a few moments.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Welcome back. Oh, goodness. This is your cue. I'm Shannon Sebastian here with Alan Painter, and this is the Local Business Buzz sponsored by Umpqua Survival. Thank you to the guys and gals out on Diamond Lake Boulevard for sponsoring this segment.
I was there today. Oh, they're rearranging the store. It looks awesome.
Go and check it out.
Some cool stuff, so you better get over there.
Go check it out. Well, today on the Local Business Buzz, we have Tonya Ferber, owner of Tuck's Place. Welcome.
Hello.
So, Tonya, tell us about Tuck's Place and how you decided to open it.
I visited a ceramic studio about 13 years ago and thought it'd be a cool place to do in Roseburg. I ended up leaving the medical field last year and started the adventure to do it myself. And instead, I added a twist by serving spirits and food with some painting.
Can never go wrong with that, right?
Spirits and
exactly.
food.
Exactly.
No. And art. It's awesome.
Exactly.
And so I know you have lots of options in there, different skill levels, you know, so you could do something basic or something more elaborate. So there is something pretty much for
all
boys,
ages,
girls,
yep.
Everything.
Absolutely. All ages. I have 2-year-olds that come in and paint. One of my best friends, she has a 3-year-old and he is a dinosaur lover and he has painted every single dinosaur I've gotten on the shelf. So little kids even can come in and do that. I have men and women, all ages, like I said, that can come in. No reservation needed. Just come in during our open business hours and have
paint
some,
away.
Yep, have some drinks and
ceramics.
Food.
That was so fun. I think, you know, when I was a teenager, somehow my mom got me into it.
Yeah, actually, my husband did ceramics a time or two with his mom.
It
just happened.
Such a stress reliever.
It is, definitely, especially with a
so
glass
focused.
Of wine.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially with spirits.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure I never had that, and he didn't have that. But so what are your hours for Tuck's Place?
We are open Monday to Wednesday, 11 to 3, and Thursday to Sunday, 11 to 7.
Okay. And so one question, when somebody comes in and they work on their project, do they then leave it to be fired and come back later to pick it up, or
yes.
How does that work?
They leave it with me. We glaze and fire it and package it for pickup. I have everything done within the week. Depends on how much the load is for each kiln, load, and then I text them for pickup. So it's pretty easy.
Perfect.
If they pick a larger ceramic too, I'm able to store it downstairs and they come back at a later date to finish. I have people
That was my question.
Yeah, I have people that are coming back 3 and 4 different times and they just kind of finish this big project.
How cool is that?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, swing by, stressed out, after work, lunch, go paint a little bit.
Have some food, have some spirits.
Yes.
Now, can you just do lunch?
Yes, and I do to-go orders. We have a lot of people in downtown Roseburg that just call in or even walk in just to get a lunch.
There
and
you
then
go.
Leave. Yep.
So absolutely. When I asked Cheryl, I said, what do you want? She said, I don't know. What do you want? Now we can say.
Yes.
You can add that to our repertoire.
I have wraps and sandwiches.
Excellent. Excellent. And I know that when I reached out to you, you have a new adventure that you are launching as we speak at this moment. So tell us a little bit about the new endeavor.
So this morning at 10 a.m. we opened Ferb's Dry Cleaning Dry Store, which means that you come to me and I'm basically the middleman between Eugene's business, The Cleanery. I met with them about 3.5 months ago and asked if they could facilitate anything I were to bring with them up to them, because we have no dry cleaning services here.
Yeah.
And people don't want to take out time out of their busy day to go up to Eugene and then go back a week later to pick it up. So
absolutely. You know, this is the epitome of success. Find a need and fill it. You know,
that it's a huge need.
Oh,
I mean,
absolutely.
Everybody was just shocked when we had no place to go.
So they drop off to me, and I will drop off and pick up to Eugene every Monday, and they can come pick up during my hours there.
I think you're going to need a dump truck before you're done here. I think, you know, when you hear something, you know that's a hit, this is a hit.
I think so. I mean, it's such a huge need, and I mean, just even for our law enforcement officers, for mm-hmm. their uniforms, I mean, all the attorneys downtown in their suits. It's like a lot of people used Hans Dry Cleaning and then Ken's Dry Cleaning when Hans closed. And so then when Ken's closed, everybody's like,
I had a buddy had all his Wranglers done, dry clean. You know, they last forever and always get a good press in them.
And heavy starch.
Yep.
Oh, that's funny.
So that is awesome. That's going to make a lot of people happy.
Absolutely. So first and foremost, thank you for doing that service and thinking outside the box and coming up with that idea. And it's definitely, I think you have a little bit of success in the pocket right there.
Well, you know, I was reading on the cleaning too. It was really kind of neat to see that they don't use a lot of the harsh chemicals in their processes. And so, you know, you're not going to be polluting your skin by doing it either. Some of that stuff is nasty.
Yep, it is.
So are they dropping it off at Tuck's Place? Is there a separate address for the drop-off?
It is a separate address. So Tuck's Place is on Jackson Street at 509 Southeast. And then on the back side of my building, it has its own entrance, own address, and it's 510 Southeast Main Street, which is Ferb's.
Oh, okay. So front side Tucks, back side Ferb's.
Yep.
Yep. Drop off your dry cleaning, walk around the front.
Go paint and drink.
Do some eating and painting.
Absolutely.
There you go. Hang out for a week and get your clothes back.
Take me a week to finish something. But.
So apparently you don't have enough hours in your day. You had to create more work.
No kidding.
Is that what I'm understanding?
A customer that came into Ferb said that same thing. She's like, so you just weren't busy enough, were you? I'm like, well, I'm already going to Eugene for stuff I have to get for Tucks anyways. So we'll just put them together, get everything at once for Tucks and Ferb's. And
what a win-win.
Yeah, exactly.
That's brilliant. Kudos to you. Kudos to you.
Thank you.
So is there a separate phone number? Like if somebody wants to call and ask questions about this or?
Yes. Ferb's has its own separate website too. So it's ferbsdrycleaning.com. Its phone number is 541-900-6977. So if you have any questions or regarding cost questions and stuff like that, my son or I can help you.
Or Google it.
Yeah, or Google the phone number. Yeah. I've seen multiple things that have been put out on Facebook, too. So I know if people are Facebook users, they may have possibly seen this. But it's nice to know where it's at and in relation to another business. And, drop it off and come back next week and pick it up.
Question. So. Ferb's is pretty self-explanatory. Where'd Tucks come from?
It's been my childhood nickname since I was like a toddler. I was born in 79. So Tanya Tucker was really big. Oh. So my name's Tonya, and my parents thought it'd be funny to do Tonya Tucker. So that's what it was for a long time. And then it shortened to Tucker. And as I got older, it went to Tuck. And that's what it was all through high school and That's what I went with.
Stick with it. All right, we'll remember that.
I love that it has that personal thing behind it, and that's what's so fun about doing the local business buzz and getting to talk with local business owners is the backstory and why you did it and the story behind the name, and so that's kind of a fun.
So obviously, you're just a glutton for punishment. Running two businesses. Yeah. You're going to be busy.
My son helps me run both of them, and then my mother-in-law and my husband are great supporters and are there when I need them too. So,
family show.
Both family ran and operated, so it's great.
Excellent. So I know, just in case we've piqued your interest, I know we have with the dry cleaning in the tux, but you are having a special event at Tux tonight and have a few spots available still. So tell us about that. What's happening there today?
So today is ladies' night from 5 to 8. I currently have 20 people, so I have 5 more spots open if anybody is wanting to do that. The special is $5 off any ceramic of your choice and a personal charcuterie board with your choice of spirit. For $18, or non-spirit with your personal charcuterie board for $14.
That's a deal.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
It would be if you knew what a charcuterie thing is.
Charcuterie.
That sounds like something you need to get a shot for.
Your meat cheese tray.
I'm not sure we can say that word on the radio.
Oh, fancy.
Oh, geez.
You're such a goofball. Oh, Logan, you need to educate him. He's all into the charcuterie.
Yes, ma'am.
He's into the charcuterie. There you go. So $18, that gets you the charcuterie board and your
beverage of your choice.
And
then you can do a ceramic, and it's $5 off any ceramic tonight of your choosing.
So everybody, you have about 15 minutes. Jump in your car, be one of the first 5 because there's only 5 spots available.
Go get your charcuter on.
Or call.
Give them a call too. It's 541-673-2313.
Well, I am going to have to give you a call down the road and follow up with you and see how the dry cleaning is going. And I just think it's going to be a big success. And I'm kind of curious and nosy.
Obviously,
so
I need a charcuter education.
You are so done. You're over.
That's definitely a ladies' night thing, isn't it?
Yes.
You are. Oh, Angie Painter.
Oh,
come,
goodness.
Come get your husband. All right, everybody. Well, I sure appreciate you for coming on and taking time out of your crazy busy day, knowing that you're opening this today and have the ladies' event happening today. So
she's a glutton for punishment.
Yeah,
yes, I am.
Obviously, she didn't have enough time, but we need to let her get back there because at 5 o'clock, she's got 20 people coming. So thank you so much, and the best of luck with both business, continued success with Tux, and best of luck.
Thank
with
you,
firms.
And thanks for having me on.
You're so very welcome. Well, thank you again to Umpqua Survival for sponsoring the local business buzz. And we're going to take a break here now, and we'll be back with more of your cue after just a few messages.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Welcome back to your cue. I'm Shannon Sebastian, and Angie hasn't showed up to pick up Alan, so he's still here.
Well, I got the E-par. I got educated.
Can you tell me what you just called them?
Called what? Charcuters?
Charcuterie board. You called it a
charcuter.
No, a dinkin.
A gee-dunk.
Oh gosh. So we neither knew what that word meant, but
yeah. Well, a buddy of mine, but growing up, gee-dunks was like chips and finger food.
Oh, so we explained it to Alan like it was a classy, high-end lunchable for adults, and
that
he finally got it.
Yeah, click.
Yep.
Yeah, so good junk is gee dunks.
Gee dunks. I learned something new today. You See? Learned something new today. So we E for educated.
We got the E.
I'm not sure we've uplifted most. We probably, I don't even know. Oh, good gravy. Too funny.
Hey, that's what happens when they put amateurs behind a radio.
Live.
Live. Yeah.
Too funny.
Kind of was worried. I thought I might have got an FCC word there, but
no.
When she started dropping charcuterie words, it's like,
what is that about? Anyway, yeah. I think that's going to be a huge success, the dry cleaning services, because, man, Lord knows we need it.
Well, how many people are kicking themselves in the tail and saying, why didn't I do that? You know, that's one of those things afterwards, it's like, well, that just makes sense.
Yeah. That happens every time Jeff and I watch Shark Tank.
Yeah.
He informs me that, why are we not smart enough to think of something like this? And I said, we are, but, you know, invention is the, like, the mother of necessity. And so it's like, sometimes when you
necessity
need something.
Necessity is the mother of invention.
Whatever you just said. Whatever.
You can't make up classic sayings like that.
Whatever. It's there. You know it.
Well, it's like, you know, you look and say, gee, like, you know, we need this business, but it costs probably $1 million to buy the equipment. Let's use somebody else's equipment. That's genius.
Yeah, beef up their business.
Yeah, so anyway, yeah. Win-win. So hats off to them. I know that's going to be a wild success. I just can't imagine it not being a success.
We need those services here. So honestly, yep. Truthfully, people need to go out and use those services so that they keep it going.
Yeah, and I think she'll find real quick that one day a week ain't going to cut it. I think there's going to be such a demand for it.
Or we need a bigger boat, like they say on Jaws. Yep. We need a bigger truck. We need a bigger thing to take all the stuff.
Big old dump there. Truck. Yeah. So
I don't think people want their dry cleaning in a dump truck, Alan.
At least one way. Hey, did you get a winner?
I do. I have a winner. Actually, we ended up with two winners today, kind of in a weird situation. So I'm going to save one for next week, in all fairness, since their name was drawn. So we have.
You're so honest.
I am. I'm going to. So, Jerry Weston, you are the winner of the $25 gift certificate to Umpqua Survival. So, thank you to Umpqua Survival for that. Jerry, we'll call you later and let you know. And then my other person, I will call next week and I will let you know that you won, because Alan got a name and I got a name. We were both being responsible today.
Well, I was out there avoiding work and I said, hey, while I'm here. So.
While I'm here.
People had camera. It said, so my watch just said, hey, is it time for you to get up and do something? And I never listened to it. But sometimes I'll walk to the bathroom and it'll say, great job. You know, it's like, well, that's about all the effort I'm putting out today. So,
or the bank. You go to the bank every day.
Yep.
So anyway.
So I'm excited that we have another new business downtown, you know.
We're going to get full pretty soon.
It's exploding.
It's happening down there, people. I know we say this all the time, and I really don't want to reiterate everything every single episode, but you need to go downtown.
Absolutely.
Well, hopefully we'll be having a parade, and then we'll have the crews down there, and there's so much going to be happening down there for the summer that people really do need to go check it out.
Well, and the other thing, you know, you talk about ideas that somebody wished they would have done. If there's somebody out there who knows how to operate a grocery store, would you please put one in on Harvard? I mean, Rite Aid closing this week. Oh, that's devastating. And I talked to some of the employees in there, and it was just a matter of the rents were raised so much that it just didn't pencil out.
Yeah.
So, but if you want to be a successful business, open up a grocery store on our side of the town.
Something.
You know, so
anyway. A lot of folks over there,
and with the new college, you know, facilities coming in downtown, downtown is going to be pumping with a lot of consumers. So get on board right now, because downtown is exploding and you don't want to miss it.
Absolutely. And come check out all your beautiful enhancements to the building
and come in and see Jax. Yes. Our door is always open.
Our doors are always open.
And, I know right now, you know, the insurance world right now is in crisis. I mean, we've got companies that are shutting down in California, major companies.
Mm-hmm.
And we're starting to see some impact. So one thing I would offer, especially older, if you have an older home or you're in a more rural area of the county, you know, out in, please do not let your insurance cancel. Because no. You could be with the company for 20 years and you let your insurance cancel, and it's like the insurance company gets watery mouth. It's like, oh, good, now we can get rid of these people. So, unfortunately, we've had some people come in and mm-hmm. who that's happened to them. And so make sure you have new insurance before you let the old one go. So
yeah, I think there's that assumption going on that it's like, oh, well, I'll just get new insurance. But then you let one lapse, you know, even if it's 7-10 days, no, it doesn't make a difference. Some insurance companies are looking at getting out from underneath your particular coverage.
Absolutely.
And so then you really find yourself in a pickle, because then you find a carrier that doesn't, no carrier that will take you some situations.
And fortunately, we've been able to help most of the people that have come to our office. I mean, it really has been fine, because we have been able to help a lot of people, because insurance mm-hmm. rates are just flying up, and we've got some companies that have not quite aggressively raised the rates. But I just, you know, if you know you're in a wildfire area and those kind of things, be careful and take some time this weekend and clear the brush around your house and make some defensible space. I think, you know, it's going to be a hot, dry one this summer.
Friday's the last day for burns.
Yeah,
so get it done.
Burn, get those weeds cut down, get those limbs off the roof, and let's prepare for a hot, dry summer.
Yes. Well, I want to just say thank you to everybody for listening. We've had some great responses from the local business buzz.
And we are honored that you all give your time to us. I can't believe that y'all sit around and listen to a couple insurance agents, but we love y'all.
Yes. Well, you know what to do. Until next time, Douglas County, be kind.
God bless.
And we're out.